This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:04, you're listening to Sports Saturday. Sports Saturday brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. By Security National Bank with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By Midwest Basement Technologies. Call 618-372-7077. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. And by Kurtz 24-Hour Towing and Machine Shop in Litchfield. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize and Uncle Ralph.
Tobinat, thank you very much, and welcome to the first day of fall 2012. What a glorious day it is. And Uncle Ralph, finally, we actually get the fall season. It's been a little while.
Yeah, and I'll bet you if we could talk to him and ask him, he would tell you, Mickey Robinson, I'm speaking of, over at Bunnell, that he ordered this day.
Oh, you know he'll tell you that. He'll take credit.
This is his big fall festival, and what a beautiful day he has for that to happen.
But if it was raining, the weather would be out of his control.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Right. So, Mick, you did well. You've got a beautiful day, and I'm sure that the Bunnell City Park will be full of people.
Terry Tote is broadcasting live from the Bunnell Fall Festival, and Terry will have more live broadcasts coming up beginning at 10 o'clock here on WSMI FM 106. Big day for the Nokomis Braves as they are playing in the IESA sectional game at Springfield Christian, taking on Springfield St. Aloysius. That first pitch set for 11 o'clock this morning. The winner will play next Friday in the state quarterfinals, and we'll be talking to Bob Davis coming up at 9:30 this morning. He'll be on the road. Hopefully he'll have a cell connection coming up at the bottom of the hour. But of course, on this Saturday morning, high school football rules the day, and last night the Carlinville Cavaliers rolled into Staunton and defeated the host Bulldogs 58-37, a game heard right here on FM 106. And joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers, Chad Easterday. And Chad, that was an impressive display last night as you guys really ran roughshod over the Bulldogs in that second half.
Yeah, we definitely had to get some things figured out again. But, I mean, I tell you what, he's a heck of an athlete, Jake is. I mean, he gave us fits for two quarters and got to halftime and made some adjustments and got him corralled in the second half a little bit.
I don't know if I've ever seen a more exciting quarter of football than that second quarter last night. You guys just exchanged touchdowns the entire quarter.
Well, I tell you what, I was on the headset. I'm like, son of a gun, is it ever going to get over? You know, it was one of those nights where both of us were struggling a little bit on defense, and we really got things figured out, and I thought our offensive line, not to get ahead of us here, just did a tremendous job last night in controlling the line of scrimmage.
And going into a game like that against a tough rival like Staunton, Mother Nature cooperated 100% and give you couldn't ask for a more perfect evening to play a high school football game, and you want that kind of weather when you're taking on a quality opponent. You don't want to see those kind of games controlled by the weather.
You know, you're exactly right, Mike, and I talked about that before the game. You know, both of us wanted a great environment, and you know what? They had it. They had a great crowd. They had some stuff going on. And, you know, I thought for that reason right there that it was really nice for both teams to put their best foot forward, and I thought it was a very clean played game. And it was a lot of fun to coach, I can tell you that.
Well, in a shootout game like you were in last night, a lot of times it comes down to what team can get that first defensive stop. And after you guys started the third quarter with a touchdown, your defense came out and forced the Dogs three and out. And after that, the game really seemed to turn.
Yeah, I think almost back up with it. We had a stop with about a minute something on the clock in the second quarter to go. And, we got that 3 points before the half. I think that gave us some momentum there, and then we were able to score immediately on the next drive, like you said, and kind of put some separation between us. It's a lot like playing Greenville. You never feel comfortable till the fourth quarter horn sounds, that's for sure.
On that drive at the end of the first half, I thought that Job stepped up. He made two big throws over the middle to Brendan Stewart that got you guys in field goal range. And, Chad, to me, this is just my opinion, but those are the types of plays from the quarterback position that Carlinville's kind of been looking for the last number of years. Those were big-time throws.
Yeah, he, you know, he understands his role so well. And, you know, as we've talked on this show 10,000 times, we're not throwing it 50 times. We're going to throw it 10 to 15 to 20. And he was 6-for-10 last night. And those two particular throws were just on the money, nice and controlled, very under control. And I was very, very proud of him, both as a dad and the football coach.
Chad, just a moment ago, you mentioned that magic word, momentum. And I've watched sports for a lot of years and played sports, and it's just amazing how in a game with an opponent like you had last night, you can be playing along and going back and forth over the 50-yard line, and then comes a break one way or the other, and momentum switches, and it's just amazing what can happen.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of the game, and I think the team that is mentally prepared and mentally can – either handle that in a positive or an adversely way definitely affects the outcome. And, you know, we try to pride ourselves on the fact that we can handle those things. And, you know, I thought we did. You know, I thought we handled the adjustments. You know, if I can give a plug to the five guys last night, and man, it's not about them, but it's about kids. But Coach Steiner, Coach Reels, Coach Garrison, and Coach Owsley, and Coach Cooper, you know, they had us reeling for a while, and we could, you know, our game plan wasn't sound there for a little bit, and we got it fixed at halftime. And I thought between those five guys and our football team, we really controlled the momentum and helped it.
Well, your running game was on full display last night. Stewart and Frenetti both going over 200 yards by our stats on the broadcast last night, but that does not happen without the men up front. And your offensive line, they weren't just making small holes. I mean, they were blowing up wide open gaps.
Yeah, you know, I think there was a lot to prove there. You know, last week we didn't perform. I coached the offensive line, and, you know, five of us talk, and throughout the entire week, well, they didn't talk very much. I did a lot of talking.
They did listen.
Yeah, they were doing a lot of listening. And, you know, we were disappointed in our play calls, and we were disappointed in our performance. And, you know, we definitely wanted to make a statement that that's not us. That's not the way we played the first 3 weeks. And, you know, we just had a bad game, and it cost us a win. And we don't want that to happen again, and I think we made that statement last night.
And, Chad, wouldn't you know the football gods, the way it works out? Southwestern goes to Payne last night and beats the Panthers, so now you sit through 5 weeks. You're back to controlling your own destiny.
I tell you what, one of the reporters had told me that after the game, and I just was in shock. So, you know, maybe Payne had a little bit of the sickness that we had, mm-hmm. you know, coming off of a great win. And, you know, that's very hard. It's easy to say, hey, you can't do that, but it's another thing to actually tell the kids and get it done. So, you know, maybe they had a little bit of that, I know. But that's a great win for Southwestern. I know that they have been in some close ball games, and it didn't go their way. You know, I think Hillsboro is very similar to them. I know they got a win last night against Gillespie in the last second, and that could be one of the turning points for those teams.
But that's, I think that's typical of the conference you're in, Chad. On any Friday night when you go out there against any of the opponents in that conference, they're subject to give you a tough game or maybe even rise up and bite you.
Mike and I talked about that before the game last night, that's one of the great luxuries and one of the great negatives, I think, of the South Central. But, you know, like we've said before, that's what makes it exciting, I think, for fans. I know personally that I love to do the job that I do, and that's what makes it worth it for me week in and week out, trying to get kids prepared and strategies and that, and you can't look past anyone. I don't care what their record is in the South Central.
Chad, I don't know what the school rushing record is for an individual over a career, but Brandon Stewart has to be getting close.
Not even close.
Not even close.
Not even close. Tunde Ridley holds the school record for career, and we're looking up some statistics on, you know, I don't know, maybe you guys can tell me the proper way. If the records here have been kept for the season, for your career, but some schools keep it for the 9-game season also.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he had 2 years, we had 14 and 13 games.
Yeah, that helps.
Where that does help. Yeah, it does help a lot. So, you know, I don't know the correct way to do that, but I think he's going to be, if he's on pace right now, if we can say on pace, whatever that means, you know, I think he'll be actually about 400 or 500 short.
Okay. He's such an impressive football player, though, and I can't figure out if he's a better linebacker or a better tailback. And the question, Chad, that I pose to you is, if Brendan Stewart, the linebacker, was in the hole one-on-one with Brendan Stewart, the running back, who wins?
Brendan Stewart, the running back. I tell you what, him and Corey Bolt have done some off-season training, and in terms of the of just that specific skill. And I think that if when you watch film, you know, I get the luxury of watching them last year and this year, their vision for both of them is just tremendous. I feel like they are doing things this year that only veteran guys do, that see the hole, they get in the hole, they get out of the hole. And you know, I talked to the Telegraph last night, you know, any other school in any other situation, Brendan Stewart's in an eye back, and he's carrying the ball 40 times a game. You know, and Coach Easterday has the luxury of having two of those types of kids in the offense that we have. So, you know, we're very blessed this year.
Well, you went through most of the first quarter where Stewart didn't get a lot of touches. It was Farnetti as his first touch goes 77 yards for a touchdown. So I guess at that point you're thinking, it's going to be a good night.
Yeah. Everybody asked me, how do you determine who to give the ball to? And I said, first of all, I said, I'm a wing T coach, so it doesn't matter who's running it. It's all about what they're doing. So we spent a lot of time arguing back and forth on the sets about where to run the football. And, you know, both of them are great, and both of them are tremendously team players. So I never hear one say one got another one than the other. And, you know, at the end of the year last year, I think the difference between the two carries were like three for the season. So that's kind of cool. And we don't keep track of those things throughout the, you know, that's great.
We speak of conditioning all the time for athletes, regardless of what the sport is. But I think one of the big things changes I've seen in high school sports, especially football, the last few years, is what these kids do on their own during the summer months. It's become very important what they do during the summer months towards what they're going to do when the season starts.
You are correct. I mean, I know that our summer routine where you just got together and went over stuff, that doesn't happen anymore. I mean, you get together in the summer and you're running sprints, you're conditioning, and you have to keep that weightlifting throughout the season. And you know, it's definitely our kids do it, and it's definitely a reflection of what they've done.
Well, Chad, you got a big game coming up next week. Of course, your mentor Don Borgini will be coming back to Carlinville, and they're coming off of a loss. And the way the South Central has gone so far this year, that could be a dangerous game.
Yeah, I tell you what, I had breakfast with Don this morning. We try to get together every Saturday and eat breakfast at McDonald's at 6. And, you know, he'll have them bounce back. He's a great coach. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. We did this the first year I coached. He was back right before he left. So, and we were reminiscing that. And, you know, they had a tough loss there. And I know they had a couple injuries this week, so hopefully they'll get those kids back so he's full strength. And you know, it'll definitely be exciting for us because this will be the first time we've played him at home. Wow, I think somebody told me almost 6-7 years, I believe. Last time was a playoff game where they beat us.
In your career in coaching, I know you've had some classic battles with a lot of teams, but I have to think back years ago when Coach Borgini was at Carlinville and some of the hookups him and Stewie had at Hillsborough. There were some classic football games played between those two.
I tell you what, I had run into Mr. Stewart. I don't know where at, but I tell you what, I found some old footage of a 14-13 ball game on our field where I think it was played between the 30s. I think everybody was bleeding by the end of the game. It was one of those types of games where it was a physical, and, you know, you're right. There was just some good rivalries there, and hopefully, you know, that's still a rival with us along with Gillespie, and, you know, it'll be a great atmosphere again next week.
Jack, congratulations on an impressive win last night. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Chad Easterday, the head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers. They will host the Gillespie Miners next Friday night. We'll have that broadcast live at 6:45 on our sister station, WAOX 105.3, The Ox. We need a break here on Sports Saturday. More coming up.
Hi, I'm Jim Miller, Vice President, Senior Law Officer at Security National Bank. Farmers, it's time to get your finances in order, and we're ready to help you at Security National Bank, a small-town bank where we know your name with an established reputation in the area since 1932. We can help with all your ag lending needs. Stop by and see us today or log on to securitynb.com to find out more. Security National Bank, your hometown bank you can trust since 1932, with four locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kurtz 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing and machine shop now has a heavy-duty tow truck and can tow your semis. They have a crew cab rollback to transport your car and your family, and they can pick up your motorcycle. There is nothing they can't tow. When you need a tow, remember Kurtz 24-hour towing and machine shop in Litchfield, 324-2400. That's 324-2400.
And at 9:19, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you this time by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sunny skies for today. Expect highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear for tonight. Scattered frost possible. Expect a low in the upper 30s. And then for tomorrow, sunny skies. Expect a high Sunday in the mid-60s. At 9:19, we have a temperature reading of 59 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
Is your home moving without you? You don't need a realtor. You need the foundation repair experts at Midwest Basement Technologies. Serving Central Illinois for over 30 years, correcting bowed or cracked walls, settlement problems, or wet and leaky basements and crawl spaces. If you live in Central or Southern Illinois, they service you. Call 1-800-848-9805 for your local service tech or visit them on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com. For money saving coupons, that's MidwestBasementTech.com. Remember, foundation problems won't go away. Protect your investment.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
And at 9:21, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize and Uncle Ralph.
Thank you very much, Tobinot, back here on WSMI Sports Saturday. Last night, the Nokomis Redskins went into Bunker Hill and handed the Minutemen a 54-6 defeat. The Redskins now 5-0 on the year. Joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Redskins, Gabe Cesaretti. And Gabe, I say this as a Bunker Hill alumnus, you found the woodshed last night in Old BH.
We talked about all week how we want to jump on them early and, you know, don't waste any time. And, you know, guys like Devin Wright and Christian Randall and Gabe Boston made some big plays early. And, you know, Austin Chaussee, Bryce Volker ran the ball hard for us. Christian Markey filled in, ran the ball hard for us. And, I mean, just a lot of guys stepped up, made some good plays. Defense, you know, threw a shutout. You know, the ball with the ball, the varsity was in there. So, I mean, it's played well overall last night.
How was your week of preparation, Gabe? Because a lot of times at the high school level, the game that you're quote-unquote supposed to win big can sometimes be a bit of a challenge, especially when you have to go on the road.
It is, and we're definitely used to going on the road this year, so we handled that okay. But, I mean, like I said, we just preached all week about, you know, don't take anybody lightly. Let's get on them early and, you know, get comfortable, and they did a good job.
And I guess especially maybe this game was a little more challenging that you didn't look past Bunker Hill ahead to Marquette, because you're looking at a big-time conference showdown next week that probably is going to determine the Prairie State champion.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it could be that way. And, you know, we talked about that last night. We, you know, didn't really mention it last week at all. We, you know, it was in the back of our heads. I think it's been in the back of our heads for about 6 or 7 weeks now. But we know it's going to be a big matchup, and we look forward to the challenge. And it ought to be a big crowd. It's homecoming, and it'll be a really fun night. The whole week ought to be fun this week.
That'll be a little different. Excuse me. That'll be a little different to be home and have home cooking, won't it?
It will. It'll be nice. Be home for a change.
And if you're going to be home, you want to be home for probably the biggest game to date for your Redskins against Alton Marquette. Have you seen Marquette on tape yet?
We have, and we're watching some of them right now, actually, as we speak. But you know, they're a little bigger and they got some speed, but, you know, I think we do too. So, I mean, it'll be a good matchup.
And you got them in your backyard, and that's always worth a little bit.
Yeah, it'll help having them home. Like I said, our run game looks good. And, our quarterback, Luke Hamlin, didn't miss a pass last night, had a great game. So, I mean, we're clicking right now. So hopefully we just keep doing that.
How are you looking injury wise here, Gabe, 5 weeks in?
We are not doing too bad. I mean, we've got a couple banged up guys. Nothing, you know, is too serious. We'll probably, you know, make sure we nurse them back this week a little bit and be ready. Hopefully we'll be at full strength Friday night.
Gabe, you guys, I believe, were ranked in the top 10 in the 3A poll last week, and with your win, you're going to be moving up. But I know from a coaching perspective, you would probably just assume that those polls didn't even really exist.
Well, I mean, I like watching the polls and stuff, and I mean, it's great to see your kids get recognized for the hard work they do. So, I mean, I like seeing them up there just for the, just like I said, just for the fact that, you know, they bust their butts for us and it gets them recognized, and just being mentioned in the same breath as, you know, some of them guys in that top 10. It's, you know, it's really just an honor to be there.
And this game this week, certainly a quality opponent in Marquette, but it's also an important game when you look at the standings. You're 5-0 now, and a win in this game, and you're 6-0, and then you're beginning to get in a pretty good position for the playoffs.
Sure. I mean, we made ourselves eligible last night, and, you know, win 6 is always the big one you want to get to guarantee you a spot. And, you know, like I said, it looks like it could have a lot of pull in the conference to see who wins this game. And they'll be in the driver's seat for a conference championship. We talked about that all year. That's one of our goals. So, you know, this is definitely a big showdown Friday night.
Well, Gabe, congratulations on the win last night, and we look forward to a fun night next Friday in Nokomis as you host the Marquette Explorers, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
That is Gabe Cesaretti, the head coach of the Nokomis Redskins, and we'll have the Marquette-Nokomis game right here on FM 106 next Friday night, live at 6:45, and, of course, all of our high school sporting events streaming at WSMIRadio.com, and that is a big-time ball game next week.
And sideline crowds will be jumping and hollering.
And it's homecoming to boot, so
yes,
a little extra incentive.
Yes, and sometimes coaches are a little bit tongue-in-cheek about homecoming games.
Yeah, I think if you picked them up to the old polygraph, a lot of them would say, I could do without homecoming.
Yeah, let's have it some other week.
That's right. There's always enough distractions.
Let's have it the 10th week of the season.
That's right. Perfect timing. Around the South Central last night, there were some big, big games. You mentioned Southwestern goes into Pena and knocks off the Panthers 14-7, so that puts Carlinville back atop the conference as they now hold the tiebreaker over Vandalia, Greenville, and Staunton, along with Pena and Staunton now 3-2 on the year. So the teams that are 4-1, Carlinville now has the edge in the head-to-head.
And I think what really makes that game stand out to me is the fact that Southwestern went into Pena and beat them on their home field. You know, that's pretty impressive. But the Southwestern is one of those teams that's just been right there, just maybe another touchdown or a big play, and they win instead of losing. So it was a great victory for them.
Absolutely. And the Toppers picked up a big win last night on the road at Gillespie, 33-28. Hillsborough scored in the final seconds to pick up their first win of the year, and that's good for Duffy and those kids.
Yeah, it put a little confidence back in them, and I don't know who Hillsborough plays next week.
Off the
Vandalia
top of my head,
Vandalia.
There you go, Vandalia, says the
Vandalia.
Voice of the Toppers.
That'll be a tough one because Vandalia looks like one of those teams that each week they just play a little better.
Yep, Vandalia had an impressive win last night at home over Litchfield, 47-6. Other games in the South Central last night, it was homecoming at Greenville, and the Comets handled Roxana 58-26. So the South Central Conference, again, proving to be a very, very solid league.
Yeah, and now that second loss becomes very important.
Absolutely. So Pena, or I should say Southwestern, did Carlinville a big favor by beating Pena last night, so the Carlinville Cavaliers will control their own destiny. We're going to take a break here on Sports Saturday. Coming up next, we're going to catch up with Bob Davis. He is the manager of the Nokomis Braves. They are off to the IESA 1A Junior High Baseball Sectional at Springfield Christian. They will be playing at 11 o'clock this morning. They are on the road in transit, and we're going to catch up with Bob Davis when we come back on Sports Saturday.
Hello, I'm Mitchell Abbott of the Hillsborough FFA chapter. Country roads can be beautiful in the fall, but always be on the lookout for farm vehicles on those roads. Farmers must transport grain and other harvest equipment to and from fields. Sometimes it's slow going, which can be frustrating to both farmers and motorists who use the same roads to get back and forth to work. Show some understanding when you come upon these farm vehicles. Slow down, keep your eyes on the road, and wait until it's safe to pass.
Send the kids back to school with healthy and nutritious Prairie Farms dairy products. For breakfast, give them a tall glass of 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. It'll keep them energized all morning long. Top hot oatmeal or cold cereal with any of the 9 varieties of wholesome Prairie Farms milk. And for an after-school snack, try Prairie Farms yogurt. With Prairie Farms dairy products, your kids will go to the head of the class. Taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
Welcome back to WSMI Sports Saturday. Coming up at 11 o'clock this morning, the 14-0 Nokomis Braves will take on Springfield St. Aloysius, who is 8-5 on the year. They will be playing for the right to advance to the state quarterfinals next Friday. And joining us on the phone from the bus in transit is the manager, Bob Davis. And Bob, thanks for a few minutes of your time this morning. A very exciting day for you and your kids.
Yes, we're looking forward to it. I think we're ready, and we're looking forward to a good game. Although St. Aloysius, even though they're only 8-5, they, from our scouting report, they've got a pretty good right-hander that throws pretty hard, and also a left-hander. But I think we got some excellent pitching ourselves and some pretty good sticks, so it should make for a very good ball game.
I told Tim off the air, Bob. I said it seems a little strange to be talking about baseball playoffs here in September, but I realize, you know, what's going on here, so we can only say the best of luck to you and the Braves throughout the tournament.
Well, thank you very much. We've had a, right as up to now, we've had an excellent season. We're 14-0, and we've scored a whole bunch of runs, and we haven't given up a whole lot. There was three games that we would like to have played with Pawnee and Auburn. It got rained out, and then Rochester had open house, so they canceled. Those would have been a good test for us, but you make do with what you got, and I think we're ready to go.
And, Bob, you've got a, we'll call it a unique connection to some of these kids. Talk about that if you could.
Oh, my. Yeah, this it's kind of interesting. I guess it works probably for the best, because I've got 13 boys on the squad, and six of the boys' fathers played for me, either in junior high and or high school. I've got leading off B.J. Chaussee, plays center field and pitches and third base, and his dad, Brian, played for me back in the 80s. I've got Reed Detmers, who pitches and plays first base, and his dad played for me in both junior high and high school. And by the way, Chris has helped. He is like an assistant coach with me. He'll be there today. I've got Ryan Archibald, who catches and pitches that cleanup, and his dad played for me back in high school, but I can't remember how long ago that's been. I've also got Brendan Friesland. Now, Brendan catches for me, plays first base. His dad played for me, and he bats fifth. So I got Connor Engelman, who plays third base and pitches, and his dad played for me way back when. And then I've got a grandson who plays. He plays left field for me, so seven of the nine starters that I've got today have got a connection with. And it probably works out pretty good, because the dads know the signs that I probably use. I probably use them way back when. They know what I'm going to do before I do it. And they're either over there saying, "Davis, you dummy, what are you doing that for? You should do this." So I've got a pretty good rapport with those guys. In fact, I've had Brian come out and throw batting practice, and Brian Chaussee. And I also have another gentleman here, Austin McDowell. I don't want to leave him out. He plays second base for me. His dad played for me back in junior high and high school. So that's seven of the nine. And Adam's been out to play to work with some of the kids at different things also. So that's the connection, whether it be good or bad. But we have a good time with it, because they're pretty supportive. And parents work a lot with their kids, and it definitely shows.
Well, Bob, we're not going to imply by what you just said that you're getting older. We'll just say these guys are young.
Yeah, there we here's a sideline for you that you'll kind of enjoy. You know, hopefully, and I have Mr. Chris Tempers, the assistant coach, kind of reel me back in. We're kind of looking forward. I told the kids earlier in the year, I said to them, you guys don't have a clue, which is a good thing. Well, this week I told them, I said, you guys can do some damage in this 1A class that we're in. I said, we lost the co-op with St. Louis. Our parochial school is down, and there's no boys that play baseball, so we're under the 91 cutoff mark. I had some of these guys, Chris Detmers pitched for me in junior high in 1988 under the one-class system, and we either got beat by Chatham Glenwood in the semifinals or the finals of the sectional, and there was only one class. In 1990, they went to two classes, and then in 2006, they've gone to three classes. So timing is everything. So, but here, this, I was thinking about this. I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm kind of getting the cart ahead of the horse. If we would happen to make it to Peoria next weekend, we went there in 77, and I had Brendan Friesland's father. He was on that state tournament team, and now he's playing for me. And the way I got it calculated out, when Brendan has a son here in a few years, I'll be 99 years old.
And probably still coaching.
Pardon me?
I say, and you'll probably still be coaching. Why quit now?
Why quit now? I have a good time. I can't throw BP as long and hard as I used to be able to batting practice, but I've got some parents that come in and help me, and I used to warm up the pitcher, but sometimes those days are over. So, but we've got a good support cast, and these parents have been great, the kids have been great, and we're looking forward to a great day today.
And Bob, when you live in a community like we do, with schools such as Nokomis and in Lincolnwood and Hillsborough, Litchfield, about any of our schools, you have to have that support from the parents and stuff, because we're just not big enough communities to do without it.
That's true. That's true. And we do have that support. And the basketball teams have been great over the years, both the girls and boys. And you know, a lot of the coaches that we have on the staff, of course, it's not my staff anymore. I'm no longer the principal, but a lot of the former players of the coaches at Nokomis are now coaching, and the football teams, I think they won last night. They're 5-0 or so. So they're doing a great job. So we have a lot of community support for the athletics. And I'm hoping I'm sending some Peace Coast, some quality kids, and putting the pressure on him in the years to come.
And maybe you can put some hardware in that trophy case like some of the other coaches have done. And certainly when you talk about a fan base in sitting in the broadcast booth and doing some Nokomis games, I just don't see any schools where the parents and fan base, period, back their team any more than they do at Nokomis. You people are very, very fortunate there with the fan base you have, and they just come out and support you.
Yes, they do. Yeah, I think there's a pretty good contingent of people going up there today, and we should have a good number of people there supporting us, and that's you know, the junior high, even though it's junior high, they play their hearts out, and they want to do better. In fact, I came out around bus left at 9 and 8:30 or quarter after 8, we got a batting cage, and there's a parent going to his son before we left. So they want them to. I've got a lot of success with the parents of these kids who played for me. They could hit their shot out of the ball. Excuse my French, but these guys, tell you what, we've got pretty good sticks on this team, and we have some great pitching.
One big reason you can't quit, Bob, how would you get along without those bus rides?
I used to drive a bus. When I retired in 04, I quit driving in 02. I said, I'm never getting on a yellow bus again. I can't get Peppers to ride along with me. He's enjoying himself in a car somewhere, Chris, you rascal. But, that's okay, but... the bus rides are okay.
Bob Davis joining us on the phone, the manager of the Nokomis Braves. They are on the way to Springfield to play in the IESA 1A Junior High Sectional against Springfield Saints Aloysius. And Bob, you mentioned a moment ago about Brian Pisco at the high school level, and the success that Nokomis has had in high school baseball really has a lot to do with the junior high program.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it does, most definitely. I had the junior high for 9 years back in the 80s, and then I picked it up about 5 years ago, and I was a high school baseball coach for 18 years. And Brian took it over for me when I became principal, and he's had it since 92. And from, I think I started in 73, we've had one losing season in 73 at the high school level. So, and they've been pounding on the door, Brian has, with his high school baseball team, and Durant has run into Carrollton and different teams, or he would have been there. And I'm sure he will be there before too long.
A little bit of nostalgia, Bob. I graduated from high school with Brian's father, Ed Pisco, and watched this young man grow up and go through school, and what an athlete he has been and still is.
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah. He could. He was on a Division II team at Southwest Missouri State in basketball, and he played baseball. I remember him pitching against us, and I don't know I can't remember if he beat us or not in a high school game. I was coaching then, and then the next day he couldn't throw hardly. So he doesn't pitch much, throw PP anymore. I was asking him that yesterday. But he played fast pitch softball for a number of years and has done well. I think he still might play with his son's fast pitch. So they're both out of high school. So the baseball tradition is alive and well, and hopefully we can continue today.
Absolutely. Bob, we are going to let you go. Good luck against Springfield St. Aloysius, and hopefully we'll be talking to you next week with a state tournament appearance.
Hey, great. It's nice talking to you. Thank you very much.
Enjoy the bus ride.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
If that's possible. Thank you very much, Bob. The Nokomis Braves will take on Springfield St. Aloysius, 11 o'clock, first pitch. That game being played at Springfield Christian, and if the Braves win, they will play next Friday in the quarterfinals of the state baseball tournament in East Peoria. And the baseball program at Nokomis, Uncle Ralph, is outstanding.
Oh, yeah, and for several reasons why it is that. Certainly Bob Davis is one of them, and certainly Brian Pisco is one of them.
Absolutely, and you know, junior high sports isn't something that gets a lot of press, but anytime you can make it to the state tournament or get close to the state tournament, that's such an exciting time.
If you look at any program that is successful in high school, you can just bet your socks that they've got a successful grade school and junior high program that feeds into that. I just don't know of very many schools where, boom, all of a sudden in high school, these kids come along. They've been prepped and trained in junior high for high school.
No doubt. So good luck to the Nokomis Braves as they take on Springfield St. Aloysius at 11 o'clock this morning. Last night in Gillespie, it was the Battle of Orange and Black, and the Toppers came out on top 33-28, picking up their first win of the year. Joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Toppers, Aaron Duff. And I guess, Duffy, this one last night came down to the wire.
Yeah, it was a pretty good ball game, exciting. I'm proud of our kids. They didn't score in the second half. We made some good adjustments until 2 minutes left in the game to go ahead of us by one, and we came back and went down the field and scored with 11.2 seconds left to win it.
And when you can get a win like that, especially your first win of the year, that had to be one happy locker room and bus ride back.
Oh, yeah. Our kids were really excited. You know, they've really been busting their butts and haven't had anything to show for as far as the win column. And it was really good for our whole program last night.
When you look at a win like that, Duffy, and you think back, what if that would have went the other way and you would have lost that game at one point? Being 0-4, that could really have been a devastating blow.
Oh, yeah. No, when they threw a little about 6-yard pass that turned into an 80-yard pass to score on the sideline, you know, my heart sunk, you know, seeing it because we played pretty well. I fought really hard. And, I went out to the huddle. I'm Matt Tomazar, in memory of saying, goes, "Coach, no worries, we got this." So, I was 2 minutes left, and that's exactly what a guy wants to hear whenever his team's down with 2 minutes left.
And that's the type of statement, Duffy, that you can tell if the kid really believes it. And Matt Tomazzoli, he really believed it.
Oh, yeah, no, he believed it. He was 100%. He goes, "Don't worry, we got this." And, the other kids are like, "Yeah, no problems, we got it."
And that's what you like to hear from these kids. Rather than standing there with their head down saying, "Well, here we go again."
Oh, yeah. I mean, in that situation, you know, you're winning. Only 2 minutes left, and they score a long pass, you know, like that. You could go, mentally down in a heartbeat, and our kids stayed with it and stuck with it and knew we could move the ball. And, I tell you what, on the last play that we scored, Luke Cerruti, the way he ran the ball, said he was not being denied, and he got in the end zone.
It's just like the Cubs showed the Cardinals yesterday. They showed them old Redbirds that they're not done.
It's never over until it's over. Aaron Duff, the head coach of the Toppers, joining us on the phone. And, Coach, there's really no easy place to go on the road in the South Central, but maybe the toughest of all is Vandalia, and that's where you'll be next week.
Yeah, Vandalia is a good ball club. They play good football. But the way this conference is going and shows, every night anybody can beat anybody. And that's the attitude we're coming in with. We're going to prepare, continue to get better with all our young kids we got, and we'll go over there and give them everything we got.
I know you guys had been banged up a little earlier in the season. How are you doing health-wise now through 5 weeks?
We're doing pretty good as far as I know from last night. When you get a win, things don't hurt as much. as far as I know, we're pretty good. Caleb Durbin is still out for the season. Dylan Gray's come in at our three-back position, done a nice job. And Brett Kelleher has to have surgery on his shoulder. He was an extra defensive lineman that done a nice job for us. But other than that, after last night, we should be pretty good.
Excellent. Duffy, congratulations on the win last night, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. It made my day a lot better. I was in the hospital at 3 o'clock in the morning on Friday, so the win helped me out a lot.
Absolutely. Aaron Duff, the head coach of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, joining us here on WSMI Sports Saturday. Yeah, it's funny. A win can cure a lot of different things.
Oh, it makes those injuries, skin knees and banged up shins hurt not near as bad.
Funny how that works.
Yeah, yeah.
So Hillsboro picks up their first win last night on the road at Gillespie. So the South Central Conference a week ago was wide open, but now Carlinville's kind of seize control of the conference with that pain of loss last night, as the Cavaliers are 4-1 on the year. Also 4-1 Vandalia and Greenville, but of course Carlinville already with wins over both those squads.
Yeah, so they control their own destiny, so to speak.
Yes, they do. But as we've seen in the South Central this year, Uncle Ralph, there's no guarantee win for any team in the conference any week. Doesn't matter who you're playing.
Not at all.
We need another break here on WSMI Sports Saturday. We're back with more following these messages.
The 14th Annual Fall Festival at Benelde City Park this Saturday from 10 to 4, brought to you by the Cole Country Chamber of Commerce. Free live entertainment throughout the day. Stop by the Craft Fair and Market featuring 65 vendors. Enjoy the food court and let the kids ride the Cole Country Choo Choo. The music lineup includes the River Ramblers and the Heartland Band. This Saturday, the Cole Country Chamber of Commerce Fall Festival at Benelde City Park. For more information, visit colecountrychamber.com.
If you're a farmer or an agribusiness, it's good to bank with people you know and trust. Hi, I'm Jim Miller, Vice President, Senior Loan Officer at Security National Bank. I specialize in ag lending, and Security National Bank's ag lending staff is experienced and ready to serve all your farming needs. We offer competitive rates. Stop by and see us today or log on to securitynb.com to find out more. Security National Bank, your hometown bank you can trust since 1932, with four locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And at 9:49, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sunny skies for today. We'll have highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, mostly clear skies. There's a chance for some scattered frost possible. We'll have a low in the upper 30s. And then for tomorrow, sunny skies. Expect a high Sunday of around 65 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy and warmer. Still a chance for some showers Tuesday and Wednesday. Expect highs in the mid-70s. Lows will be in the mid-50s. At 9:49, we have a temperature reading of 60 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at 9:49, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize and Uncle Ralph.
Thank you very much, Tobin Ott. Coming up tonight, Fighting Illini football as Illinois will be hosting Louisiana Tech. We'll have live coverage coming up at 6:30 here on FM 106. And then a week from today, the Big Ten gets underway as Illinois will be hosting Penn State to open up the Big Ten schedule. And for the Illini, you've won two of your first three, but your one loss came against the quote-unquote only real opponent that you've played, and now you're on your home field against a Louisiana Tech squad that can put up some points. So for Illinois and Tim Beckman, this is a game you better win.
Yeah, because this school today, defense will be the name of the game. If the Illini can handle them defensively, well, they'll be in pretty good shape. But if they don't, this team puts a lot of points up. They put that ball in the air, and they'll be saying see in the end zone.
And to me, this is a game where we'll find out how different Illinois really is, because in years past, they have given up a lot of points in games like this. They win the games, but yeah, they give up a lot of points in doing it.
Yeah, win a lot of them 50-49 type mm-hmm. games. And this is one of the things, Tim, that Illinois is going to have to do. They're going to have to tighten up. They're going to have to, all facets of their game have got to be tightened up. They've just got to play better football. That's all there is to compete in the Big Ten.
Yeah, plain and simple. Sometimes, you can try to overcomplicate things or worry about things that don't really matter. But when push comes to shove, when the rubber hits the road, you just got to play better.
Because when you start Saturday after Saturday playing the Ohio States, Michigan States, Michigan and Wisconsin and Purdue and these schools, you better be ready to play.
Yeah, the Big Ten may be down a little bit this year, but from Illinois' perspective, Ohio State's still a handful.
Oh.
Michigan's a problem. Michigan State is a problem. They always have trouble with Purdue. So though nationally the Big Ten may not be what it is on a normal year, there are still plenty of challenges for the Illini to try to overcome this season.
And we've talked about it here numerous times about Wisconsin. Wisconsin is a school, football or basketball. They don't have any superstars that they run out there that just blows you away by his running game or whatever. They just got some guys that come out and beat you.
They find a way to win ball games.
Yes, they do.
So Illinois will host Louisiana Tech tonight live at 6:30 here on WSMI FM 106. Coming up this morning at 11:10, we will have Cardinal baseball for you on AM 1540 from Wrigley Field. Cards and Cubs, game number two of their weekend set. And boy, Cardinals gave another one away yesterday, one strike away two separate times from closing the ball game down. But Fernando Salas couldn't shut it down, gave up a home run to Darwin Barney, of all people.
Yeah.
Big power guy that is Darwin Barney.
Another Babe Ruth. Mm.
And on a day where the ball just was not carrying at all, Barney somehow drove one out to left field to tie it up in the ninth. Cardinals go on to lose in extra innings. And Uncle Ralph, I've had this feeling for going on a month now. Just from the years that I've watched sports, things tend to even out. Mm-hmm. And the baseball gods, who I firmly believe in, the baseball gods, after what the Cardinals did a year ago, I don't think that the game is going to allow them to have a similar run. And you've just kind of seen it here over the last couple of weeks, the way they're losing ball games. They're losing games the exact way they were winning these games a year ago. And it's just kind of funny how those things work.
I think yesterday, a very important thing was yesterday they hoped, and I'm sure this is why they didn't, but they hoped to have some lightning in a bottle with Chris Carpenter.
And he pitched well.
And I think they was hoping, well, he'll go out and pitch a good game and we'll win. and the rest of the team's going to just kind of swell up, and we'll go from there. Now, we'll see what they do today after that didn't happen.
And the problems they had yesterday, to me, are kind of the similar problems they've had throughout the year. They have not been able to get that big hit to blow enough of these games open. They had a chance yesterday to put more runs on the board and didn't do it. Whether it's a leadoff double, getting that guy over to third and in has been a problem, or the runner at third less than two outs, getting him across the plate has been a problem. And over the course of 162 games, you can't continue to give away those types of opportunities.
I thought a big play, and you won't see much about it probably in the paper, you won't hear much about it, but I thought in that 10th inning, the Cub manager really pulled the right strings. He had the right pinch runner in there, and when the second batter flied out, he had the guts to send that guy to third, and he made it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Had he not have went to third, then who knows
how they might still be playing.
Yeah, but he took third, and he made it fairly, not easily, but fairly well. And then the next guy gets a hit, and the game's over. And those are the little plays, Tim, that you don't never hear much about. Taking that extra base, stretching a single into a double, and doing those little things. That's what separates the good ball players and the good managers from the rest of the field.
And, of course, Mike Matheny in his first year as the Cardinals manager, first year as a manager of any kind, and you look at the Cardinals' record in extra innings, terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Record in one-run games, awful. And those are the types of situations where a lot of times a manager can have an effect on a ball game. And we've seen Matheny a couple different times this year where in extra innings he's taken a big bat out of the lineup for defense late.
Yeah.
Cardinals can't hold the lead, and then all of a sudden in extra innings, one of your big bats isn't in there. Now, that didn't happen yesterday, but it has happened several times this year where he's taken Alan Craig out of the lineup in the ninth inning for defense, and next thing you know, the game's tied, and Alan Craig's spot in the lineup comes up a couple different times, but he's not there.
And to me, I only see him on TV or listen to him on the radio, but my personal opinion, Alan Craig, is I think he stepped in and done a pretty darn good job at first base. You know, he didn't look like Dr. Strange Glove to me.
He missed the entire first month and had another stint on the DL, and he's got over 20 home runs and pushing 90 RBIs, missing 6 weeks of the season.
And I don't think his defense is, his range may not be the greatest in the world, but more importantly, when the ball is hit where he can get it, he fields it.
And what you like to see, Uncle Ralph, is he's gotten better from the start of the year to the end of the year here at first base. And I think it's safe to say you keep this guy healthy and he is going to be an MVP type of player over the next 3 to 4 years. Doesn't mean he'll win the MVP, but he's going to put up those types of numbers and have that type of production to where he's a legitimate middle of the order bat and he's clutch.
And
his numbers with runners in scoring position are phenomenal.
And whether that's at first base or where it's at, but it would appear right now, I don't see anybody on the Cardinal roster to jump in and play first base. I don't see any young Albert Pujols is coming up anywhere.
Well, the young Albert Pujols is going to be the outfielder, Oscar Tavares.
Yeah, yeah.
He's an outfielder. From all accounts, he's a can't-miss prospect, but we all know how Uncle Ralph's can't-miss prospects work out sometimes.
There's several of them can't-miss projects that are selling cars.
Yes.
You look at the wild card, you look at the playoff races here, look at the parity here. Washington, Baltimore, Oakland, you got some teams in there that normally you would just write off saying they don't have a chance, and heck, they're in it.
It's great for baseball to see Baltimore, Washington, and Oakland in the playoffs that they started today.
This is the first time Washington's had baseball playoff since, what, the 1930s?
1933.
Yeah, I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, and they're that. I've watched them a few times on Saturday and stuff on the game of the week, and pretty darn good ball club. They got some hitters, they got some defense, and I tell you what, their pitching is pretty solid.
There is, but I don't think the baseball gods, get to back them again, are going to allow the Nationals to win the World Series because they've decided to shut down their best pitcher.
Yeah, that's
playing with fire to me. There's no guarantee
that he can crank it back up.
That he can crank it back up, or that Washington will ever be in this position again. I mean, they're a young team that's good, but look at the Phillies. They were supposed to be in the World Series every year since 2008. Baseball's a funny game. It's a long season. A lot of strange things happen. And to me, the Nationals are running a huge, huge risk and really hurting their chances of winning the World Series by shutting Strasburg down.
And you speak of the Phillies, Tim, all of a sudden now here they're just three games in the wild card.
That's right.
Three
Brewers back. Brewers one game back in the loss column, and Milwaukee looking a lot like the Cardinals did a year ago. If the Brewers get in, look
out.
Watch out. That's right. We're out of time here on WSMI Sports Saturday. Good luck to the Nokomis Braves. They are on their way to Springfield to take on Springfield St. Aloysius in the Junior High 1A Sectional. If they win, they will play in the state quarterfinals next Friday night. So good luck to the Braves. We want to thank all of our area coaches who joined us this morning here on WSMI Sports Saturday. Cardinal baseball at 11:10 this morning on AM 1540. Fighting Illini football tonight at 6:30 here on FM 106. Stay tuned. We're going to have live broadcast from the Benelb Fall Festival with Terry Tote coming up here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville. It is 10 o'clock. Time for NBC News Radio.